It's the Fret Nats On Deck pregame show, beginning a new week, week two of a two-week homestand. At this time, the Charleston River Dogs are in town, the back-to-back defending Carolina League champions. And I'm here with Jason Kempf, the voice of the River Dogs. Jason, welcome back to beautiful Virginia Credit Union Stadium.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be back here, our second visit all time.
So the River Dogs and the Fret Nats were, I think we can agree, having seen just about every Carolina League team last year, the two best teams in the league. You guys ended up winning the championship. This year, the first half has been a bit of a struggle for both of us. Obviously, the Fret Nats have turned it around with 10 wins in their last 11 games. And the River Dogs won their last three last week against Augusta. But give me the spark notes on the Charleston River Dogs season so far in 2023.
Yeah, you mentioned it's been a bit of a struggle, I think more so than any Rays affiliate has had in probably the last 3 years post-COVID. But there is plenty of talent, which is what you expect with the Rays. It's just a lot of young talent, 19, 20 years old. That's kind of struggled to put full games together, 1 through 9, and then with the pitching included. But when you look at individuals, Chandler Simpson, Xavier Isaac is a first-round pick from last year. Ryan Spikes hit 10 home runs in this league last year. Cooper Kinney is another high pick. You can start to see the pieces shining a little bit, and the hope is that that picks up in the second half.
The Rays, three out of their four full-season affiliates last year, won championships. Obviously, as somebody that gets to see up close and personal, the Rays player development people work every day. What do you think the secret sauce is for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. They actually won 3 of 4 in 2021 also. So 6 of 8 above rookie ball, which is pretty much unheard of. The one thing is the people. I mean, I haven't met a player yet that was one of those guys that doesn't want to talk to anybody or help other people get better or is about himself. And I think that's part of their scouting plan is, look, we're going to get kids who are – people like being around, are good in the clubhouse and really good on the field. But they do a really good job of identifying players in other teams' organizations. You look at Junior Caminero, who is now a top 100 prospect. Curtis Meade was traded for a low-level minor league pitcher and is now in AAA and a guy that's on the verge of the big leagues. So they find guys that have a skill that they know they can work with. And maybe that guy isn't performing at the time. There's two guys on the roster this year that are kind of the same thing. But I'd be wary when making a trade with the Rays at the lower levels of minor league baseball.
For sure. So the Nationals have talked about, as somebody, the Nationals being at the big league level, struggling right now, but on their way back up, talking about how building a winning culture in the minor leagues is so important with player development, learning how to win. Is that an approach you think the Rays take?
Absolutely. And I talk to people about this, and you hear it around minor league baseball with other organizations where winning is not the most important thing. It's about player development. But if you talk to anybody in the Rays organization, from a man to a woman, they're going to tell you, we want to win at the minor leagues while also developing players. So we want people to get to the big leagues knowing what it means to have a crucial at bat in a playoff game, knowing what it means to celebrate a championship and how that feels, and then wanting to do it again, which I think is relatively unique. You mentioned the Nationals are going to try to do it that way, and I think it makes sense if more teams would approach it in that direction.
You have a guy in Chandler Simpson that has so many stolen bases this year, 35 of them already. Stole 4 in your last game on Sunday. I mean, if everybody knows he's running, how is he being so successful?
I think part of it is he's one of the fastest players I've ever seen in my life, and that anybody on our team has said that they've ever played with, which tells you one thing. I also think it's the new rules, right? You can only throw over twice. The bases are bigger. He doesn't need help, but we're kind of giving him help by the way the new rules are. And I'd heard about him, ironically. I'm from small town Wisconsin. He played in the Northwoods League in Fond du Lac, and he stole basically a base per game in the Northwoods League, which is a pretty good collection of young talent. So it's funny how the buzz has kind of been building, and now I get to watch him play every day.
Talking with Jason Kempf, the voice of the Charleston River Dogs here on the Fret Nats On Deck pregame show. So what has been the difference in your mind this year between the wins and the losses for the River Dogs? What have they done in the wins that they have not done in the losses in your mind?
I think based on years past, that, like I mentioned, the talent is even, so there's something. And it might just be everybody is so young and inexperienced this year, and the small things that the River Dogs did better than every other team the last few years, when even when the bats were cold or somebody had a bad start, they would find a way to pull out a win. This year, it's not there. Maybe it's somebody not having the right rotation on a bunt coverage and you allow an extra runner to reach, or it's walking the 9-hitter on a 3-2 pitch and then the leadoff guy hits a 2-run home run. It's just the small things that they excelled at for several years that this year it's taken a little bit more time to get to that point.
Beginning a 2-week road trip for you guys, you're going to Lynchburg next week. How do you pass the time on the road? I'm always open to feedback as a relatively new traveler, a lot of solo travel. How do you pass the time, my man?
That's a great question. I think there are other broadcasters I'm envious of as much sightseeing as they do. Now, we are spending the off day here next Monday, so we're planning to go to D.C. I've never been, so that'll be a cool experience. But I do sales for the River Dogs, the website, so I don't have a ton of free time. So a lot of it is spent sitting at that tiny desk in the hotel room. But whenever I can, if you can go see something, Kannapolis has a Dale Earnhardt tribute everywhere around their city. It's fun to go check those things out. And when you do have a moment, and I know you're going to Myrtle Beach, when the hotel is on the beach, that's not a bad way either.
Yeah, no trouble finding something to do down in beautiful Myrtle. Last one for you. This is your second trip in a row to this ballpark. I think, have you been to every single Carolina League ballpark?
Everyone. We'll get to Delmarva. I haven't been to that one yet, and we haven't played Carolina in 3 years, but those are the only two I have not been to.
Where does this one stack up in your unbiased opinion? Let's take the Joe out of it. Of all the other ballparks, where does this one rank for Jason Kemp?
I would say it's top two for sure. I really like Fayetteville as well. I think they've done a lot of things there. Kannapolis is very nice as well, but this is definitely one or two. I haven't been to those ballparks as much, but this one ranks right up there in terms of the clubhouse, the club level, obviously the seats, the way it looks. One of my favorite places to come. We only get to do it once a year, so I enjoy it.
I hope next year we can have a return trip so I can visit you down in beautiful Charleston. Jason Kemp on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, 7:05 series opener tonight between the Fred Nats and the River Dogs. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.